Okay, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. On the program today, we have Mr. David Blunder. Now, do you believe in hypnotherapy? Well, I want to tell you, I used to be skeptical about it, but I'm not anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm a proponent of it. David Blunder is a clinical hypnotherapist who is dedicated to helping people make changes in their self-esteem, in the way they feel about themselves. He also specializes in tackling addiction, and that's why I've asked David to be on the show today. It's a very interesting interview, and I hope you'll stay tuned for David Blunder coming up right after this on The Journey of Hope.
Since we were 9 or 10, together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die.
Hey, everybody, got a great show coming up next week. Mr. Rick Morgan's going to be here with us, and so you'll want to be sure and stay tuned for that next week, right here on The Journey of Hope.
Pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Welcome back. My guest today is David Blunder. He's a hypnotherapist who is dedicated to helping people make positive change in their lives. Hey, David, welcome to The Journey of Hope.
Hi, Rodney. How are you doing today?
I'm doing swell. Hey, listen, David, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to make this your life's work. How did all that happen?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about me. I actually started my career 30 years ago, and it was not in hypnotism or hypnotherapy. I actually attended college in Texas and came out with a degree in sociology and a degree in business and went into business and made that a good portion of my life for many years. Mm-hmm. excuse me. And found that as I was helping organizations grow, that really most of my efforts and energies were dedicated toward helping people within those organizations make and adapt to change and to create successful careers for those individuals and groups. And so I found that this was my life passion and enjoyed very much. I always had studied hypnosis and hypnotism and had been intrigued with people like the amazing Kreskin and just had a number of role models over the years. And finally, about, I'd say within the last 5 years, really began to take it seriously because I had seen some of my mentors create tremendous change in people and in organizations from a wellness perspective. And so I began really focusing on just that, learning all of the various overt and covert techniques and skill sets that are available and offered through hypnotism, clinical hypnotism or hypnosis, and hypnotherapy, and began to make it my passion. And as I began helping people and noticing these miraculous changes occur within a relatively short period of time, and the excitement that I felt for these people that I was helping, I just said, this is it. I had, you know, it's taken me several decades, but I found my calling. And so I made it my life. And this is, I truly, truly love what I do and helping people.
Great. Tell us what hypnosis is. What is it and how does it work?
know, I don't know if anyone has a all-in-one definition for it. Everybody, you speak to 100 different hypnotists, and they'll give you 100 different definitions. Here's mine. There is a difference between trance, and there's a difference between hypnosis. What is that difference? Don't know. It's a barrier that you cross. Trance is a meditative state. People go in and out of it every single day. In fact, over 100 times a day, everyone goes in and out of it. And I'll give you an example. I'm sure you, your listeners, have been down in a car, truck, driving down the road somewhere, maybe going someplace that they've been 1,000 times before. And as you're going down the interstate or driving down a road, you're in thought. Next thing you know, there's your exit, or you just missed your exit, or you've arrived at your destination, but you don't remember the last 20 minutes that you're driving. And if you can relate to that, then you can relate to what people call road trance, or it is a form, I guess, of hypnosis. I call it more of a trance-like state. But your subconscious mind is taking care of you. It knows exactly where you need to go. It knows how to get you there. It's been there many, many times before, so it just takes over and gets you there safely while you're thinking about other things. People that watch movies, read books. If you've ever sat in a movie theater, you're sitting in a chair watching pictures flashed up on a screen, but there's a story. There's a movie with an emotional story, and it could be one of joy or sadness or a thrill, excitement, or something that's scary. People will scream or they'll laugh or they'll cry. Why is that? You're watching nothing but pictures flashed up on the screen. You're sitting in a chair. Nothing's really happening to you, but you're watching these things, and you can relate. Your subconscious mind is the mind that controls your emotions, controls your behaviors and your patterns and the things that you do in life, and really the direction that you take. And so when you can relate to these emotions from your life experiences, you go into a kind of hypnotic state. The people that, if you're watching a scary movie and they're all jumping out of their seat and screaming because they can relate to that fear or that anxiety or that tension or that excitement, and you become engrossed in that story. You're in a trance-like state. So what is hypnosis? It's the ability to go past your conscious mind, the one that we're talking from and dealing with right now. Getting past that, what we call the conscious mind, is your critical factor, your filter factor in life, and going directly to your subconscious mind, the one that controls everything for you, that controls your health, your breathing, your pulse, your heart rate, your blood pressure, your endocrine system, everything is controlled by your subconscious mind. And so when you can break down that barrier, go past your conscious mind, go straight into your subconscious mind, you can affect immense, enormous changes in a person. People that have had negative behaviors and patterns, anger, addictive tendencies, whatever it may be, all those things are controlled by your subconscious mind. And once you can get past your critical factor, your conscious mind, go straight into your subconscious, you can affect enormous, immense changes in a relatively short period of time. And I guess science now is starting to catch up with this, because they're documenting the biology of belief. And there's a book that was written by Dr. Bruce Lipton, which I highly recommend to people if they're kind of wanting to know more about, does the mind really influence the body? It most definitely does. And science is now even documenting the fact that the mind is the filter process. The mind is what creates the chemical reactions and creates inflammation or reduces inflammation or creates those stress hormones raging through your body. I mean, it is the ability to just basically have the conscious mind in sync with the subconscious mind to create changes in a person that are desired.
And one of the reasons I agreed to have you on the show is I am aware of the fact, from talking to some people that I know, that it's not like it used to be where people weren't too sure about hypnotherapy. It's more of a mainstream kind of therapy now, and is practiced by psychiatrists and psychologists. And it appears that it's effective. One of the things I've heard, though, and I don't know where I heard this, I don't know if I just pulled this out of the air, but I've heard that not everyone can go under hypnosis. Is that true, or am I wrong about that?
Well, you know, no, I don't know if you're right or you're wrong, but I can give you my opinion. Everyone has the ability to be hypnotized. Now, you can ask other professionals in my field, and they'll say, well, there's a small percentage of the population that's unhypnotizable. Baloney. Everyone, as I said, goes in and out of a trance-like hypnotic state every single day. If someone wants to go into hypnosis, it's all the easier for the person and for the hypnotist. But can people be hypnotized without their knowledge? Absolutely. Then there's a whole area of covert and conversational hypnosis, which I am also certified.
Yeah, we're getting. I was going to ask you about that in a second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, to answer your question, my philosophy is everyone's hypnotizable.
Okay.
Now, if somebody does not want to be hypnotized, they can fight the process, but even that can be overcome.
Okay. Well, you're one of a handful of people, as you mentioned, that is a certified conversational hypnotherapist. And how is that different from traditional hypnosis?
Well, the style that I prefer many different mentors in my life, one in particular, Jeffrey Stevens, who's very well known, is a very direct, authoritative, overt sort of a hypnotist, clinical hypnotist. And that's basically my style for about 90% of everything I do. Mm-hmm. On occasion, it's nice to have a lot of different tool sets in your toolbox, so to speak, but on occasion you'll run into people where it's not appropriate. It's just not the right time or place, or it's not the right personality or the individual to go into a very direct process with them, either because they're scared of the word hypnosis and they don't want to be hypnotized, or because they're resistant to being hypnotized, but yet they're screaming for help. And I'll give you an example. I was traveling not that long ago, within the last year, and there was an older couple getting ready to board a plane, and I noticed that his wife was extremely nervous, anxious. In fact, it appeared to be at that time, I found out later, she was fairly well plied with alcohol and medication to calm herself down before she even got on the plane. And so I knew we were talking for a little bit. She didn't know who I was or what I was doing, my career. And we just started having a nice, normal, or what appeared to be a nice and normal, innocent conversation. And within the matter of about 15 minutes before they started calling us to board the plane, I asked her how she was feeling. And she said, you know, kind of relaxed. And I said, well, that's interesting. I said, how do you feel about getting on this plane this afternoon? Not as nervous as I was. I said, yeah, it's amazing, you know, how things can change for you in a moment's notice. And I'd actually swapped seats with somebody on the plane so I could sit behind this couple.
Right.
And noticed that she was, there was no more need for her to drink. I didn't see her ingesting any medication. And she seemed quite comfortable and relaxed in the flight. And didn't know why. So that's a very brief example of when conversational hypnosis could be very effective for someone.
This is a fascinating conversation. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll have more with hypnotherapist David Blender. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Disappearing way back in your dreams.
Hey, Rodney Mathers for the Journey of Hope. You know, a lot of you out there have decided to take up music. In your post-incarceration life, you may play a little guitar, you may play piano. Well, I want to tell you about something out there called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. It's a great product. I use it myself. And listen, I'm not very good, but it really helps me. I use it myself to organize my playing in such a way that I'm able to play a bazillion, and I'm not kidding, just about every song in any key. It's an amazing product. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. And the way you get to it is you go to angiesbanjo.com. That's angiesbanjo.com. You click on the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart ebook. You're going to get a free sample to see how this thing works. Now, if you know a few chords, you're going to see immediately how beneficial this thing will be. Check out the free sample at angiesbanjo.com and click on the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. What about addictive behaviors, drug addictions, and what about that sort of thing? Can that be addressed as well?
Yes, and it is addressed that way as well. I'm not saying that hypnosis is the end-all, cure-all. It's not. It's not a magic wand, but it is an extremely effective tool. It works best on behavioral tendencies. When you get into actual drugs, and I'll compare, let's say, smoking cigarettes, pipes, cigars, tobacco usage, as compared to someone who is using, abusing an over-the-counter drug that is addictive, mm-hmm. or using an illegal drug, there is a difference there. I mean, there is a behavioral difference, but there's also a physiological addiction. Now, can mm-hmm. hypnosis help in both those instances? Absolutely. With smoking cessation or quit smoking, I happen to have an extremely high success rate with my clients. In fact, it's about 94% of those that come to see me to quit smoking actually quit and stay off of tobacco of all kinds. Mm-hmm. But that's because tobacco, the nicotine, really is not an addictive chemical. If people that smoke tend to do this through a behavioral tendency, an issue, an association of, could be relaxation, it could be confidence, it could be friendship, it could be whatever it is for that individual. And it's all false, because I'm sure you've never seen, I've never seen someone who's just quit cigarette culture go into the withdrawals and the defeats and the shakes, and it doesn't happen. Now, mm-hmm. can they crave the tobacco? Can they crave the nicotine? Can they crave all of those things? Absolutely they can. And but it's not something where your body is going to send you into adverse physiological changes, whereas other chemicals can. And those behaviors can be relearned. People can actually go back to the core of what they're doing and why they're doing and make those changes behaviorally, change those negative patterns through hypnosis, but then also they may need medical assistance so that they can come off of those chemicals safely. So it is an extremely excellent complementary and alternative modality to traditional medicine.
Okay, and then how about like impulsive behaviors, those sorts of things, anger issues? Do you address that as well?
Yes, and hypnosis is actually perfect for those types of things.
Okay.
It's a way of getting back to the core, the root issues. And once the absolute core issues are addressed and known, and the individual can go into hypnosis and go back in a period, and this is using a technique called regression. Once those things are known, those trigger points for that individual, you can actually go back and create change for them very quickly.
Okay.
Within a few very short sessions.
Okay. Well, is it true that, I think I read this, that you can do sessions over Skype or a webcam? You don't have to be in person to do these, you personally, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
About 25 to 30% of my practice is done on Skype all over the world.
Okay. And, you know, David, there are probably some listeners interested in this, and I hate to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to do it anyway. Is it expensive to do this?
Well, it isn't inexpensive. I don't know what is expensive for someone. I wish that this was becoming more and more accepted in the medical community in terms of accepting insurance for this, because there is no insurance that is accepted for hypnosis, at least not from an unlicensed medical practitioner. But a typical internet session for me is around $225.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I don't charge for my time, and let me explain what I mean by that. And I do this in my clinic as well. A session is a session. If it takes 30 minutes to resolve an issue, then it took 30 minutes to resolve that issue. If it took 3 hours to resolve that issue, then it took 3 hours. I do whatever it takes to resolve the problems and the conflicts that people come to see me about.
Okay. And I guess some more good news would be that I read that it doesn't necessarily take a whole bunch of sessions to address an issue. In other words, you can pretty much handle things in a couple of sessions. I know it depends on the person, but generally speaking, I think that's what I read on your side. Is that right?
That is correct. Unlike a lot of other practitioners, and in no way am I pointing fingers, it's just a way of conducting hypnotherapy. Sometimes multiple sessions are in order and they're absolutely appropriate. And again, it does depend on the individual. But if I can get something done in one session or two sessions that other hypnotherapists would typically take 4 to 6 or 8 sessions, why do that? Why string out the person's time and energy and resources and mine when it can be resolved quickly and effectively?
Well, the reason, David, I even bring that up is, you know, there are a large percentage of the listeners of this program that have had therapy of one kind or another, and it seems like, you know, you never get to the end of the therapy. You know, it's like, you know, they just want you to keep coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so what you're saying is refreshing to all of us. David, how do we get in touch with you and find out more about your services?
Well, you can certainly check my website out, and that's hypnotictherapeutics.com. That's hypnotictherapeutics.com. And my phone number, my office number is 847-868-0068, and we're located in Barrington, Illinois.
Okay. David Blender, clinical hypnotherapist. This has been a very interesting discussion. David, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Rodney. It's been a pleasure. I hope it's been helpful, informative, and I look forward to responding to anyone's inquiries. Be happy to do so.
Excellent. We'll be sure and provide links when we post the show. Listen, my name's Rodney Mathers. You're on the Journey of Hope. We'll be right back after this.
Barley nightly beside the
Rosen, I sure do love hearing from y'all out there. Don't need to know your name, why you went to prison, none of that. We just want to know how you're doing, okay? And you can catch us at MathersRodney@yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney@yahoo.com. Drop us a line, okay? Well, once again, that's all the time we have. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on The Journey of Hope.